Do athletic fields function as autonomous zones? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jeff Harkness, assistant professor of sociology at Morningside College, describes his findings from the playing fields of Iraq.
In 2012, I traveled to northern Iraq to conduct a study of female athletes playing at the American University of Iraq Sulaymaniyah, or AUIS. At the time, I was teaching and conducting research for Northwestern University in Doha, Qatar, so it was a fairly short flight. It was also worlds away. The first thing that surprised me was that northern Iraq was far less socially conservative than Qatar. While women in Qatar tended to wear headscarves and long black cloaks in public, the female basketball and soccer players I met in Iraq looked and acted similar to college students back in the U.S. Many were religious, but most downplayed the role of religion in their lives, and several were atheists. I was there with the intention of studying how female athletes negotiate their status as both women and athletes in a culture renowned for patriarchy and oppression of females. To my surprise, the women were more interested in discussing the ethnic tensions that occurred on a college campus populated by Arabs, Kurds, and Turkmen. The women brought it up so often during interviews that I began asking about it deliberately, and by the end, ethnicity rather than gender became my primary focus. While the AUIS campus was fraught with ethnic tension, it seemed as if the basketball court and the soccer pitch served as sites where these conflicts were alleviated, even if momentarily. I'm not implying that sports serve as some sort of panacea for ethnic antagonism, but there was a marked difference in the types of behaviors I witnessed on the courts and pitches as opposed to the other areas of the campus. During a time where we're grappling with ongoing racial tensions in the U.S., as well as the threat of Islamic fundamentalism in the Middle East, there was something to admire about a group of women from diverse ethnic and religious backgrounds who cast aside their differences, however temporarily, for the love of the game.
That was Jeff Harkness of Morningside College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.